Today, University of California President Janet Napolitano told Politico that she wants UC schools to be the national model for addressing sexual assault on campuses. A task force led by this former Homeland Security chief gave a series of recommendations to the Board of Regents last week. And then there's the new California state law, which requires students to get some form of yes before having sex, the so-called yes means yes law. Will it have more luck than no means no? Here's a bit from the FX series Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
If the girl said no, then the answer obviously is no.
No.
But the thing is she's not gonna say no. She would never say no because of the implication.
What implication?
The implication that things might go wrong for her if she refuses to sleep with me.
Oh, boy. So if some students don't get what no means, how are they reacting to yes means yes? Rishi Ahuja was one of two student representatives on the UC task force that drafted the new recommendations. He's a senior at UC Berkeley. Rishi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How do you view the problem on campus that needs this task force?
The problem of sexual violence on campuses across the nation and here at UC Berkeley is definitely systemic in nature. We have a lot of students who, quite frankly, don't feel safe either reporting issues of sexual violence or have the information they really need to handle these issues as they arise. And it's a problem for both men, women, different genders, different sexual orientations. This is a widespread problem across our campus and something that really takes some sort of system-wide effort to fix.
So we have this task force making recommendations, but as a student, what did you want to see get in there? What got in there from your point of view?
The biggest change that I think is going to make a real huge impact on campuses for students is the creation of a sexual survivor advocate position. And basically what this position is going to do, it's an administrator on the campus that's going to advise a survivor of sexual violence and inform them of their rights and guide them to the university bureaucracy in terms of filing and bringing forward these complaints. And this is huge for students because essentially if you're a survivor of sexual violence, you're expected previously to go to the police, to the campus adjudication processes, to the Title IX office, to seek counseling, all on your own. And that's the biggest change we really need to see on college campuses. And I was very excited that the UC recommendations are mandating the creation of these positions to help campuses guide survivors through each aspect of their university investigative process. So that's a huge change.
Well, will there be someone for the accused as well?
So that's a great topic to raise, and there's currently a portion of debate. You know, at least in these recommendations, we're not creating equal parity for those accused in terms of a support that the university's providing. And I do think that would be an improvement moving forward to offer equality in the process, making sure that both the accused and the individual bringing forth the complaint have resources that the campus provides to ensure parity in the situation.
What about defining for students what sexual violence is? Again, California now has this yes means yes law. A partner literally has to say yes or nod yes, but also snuggle closer to indicate yes. And that can get murky, especially when people are drinking. Is there something that the task force is recommending to make it clearer?
So part of the task force is recommending is a clear kind of communication strategy that all the universities need to engage in terms of outreach and training to incoming students to inform them of what this looks like. And what that looks like is mandatory training for incoming students on what is consent and how to intervene if you see a situation arising where consent's not taking place. And that's huge because students don't come into the university knowing that if individuals are intoxicated, they are not able to give consent, and that alcohol is not an excuse for an act of sexual violence. And that's something we need to instill to change the culture for each incoming student to know that and to ensure that that's the kind of standard we're upholding for our community here at Berkeley.
Well, to California's law, the yes means yes. We understand UC Berkeley already had something like that in place. Did it not work? I mean, why the need for a task force?
So in February, the UC system as a whole passed a new policy on sexual harassment and sexual violence. And part of that was the definition of consent being the unambiguous and, you know, clear given of affirmative consent in a given sexual activity. But the task force, I think where it's really important is starting to specify, great, we've established what consent means, but how are we going to ensure that campuses are providing support, providing resources, mandating training, and all the kind of application that needs to take place. So the policy did a great job of outlining the principles, but now this task force is in charge of and really pushing towards how are we going to implement this and make this a reality on college campuses.
Well, how are they? Because it seems like it would need money. Is there funding, for instance, to hire these people who are going to help people through the process?
And that's my biggest critique. The state and the UC system's task force, they're not attaching funding to this. And at the end of the day, without funding, these positions can't be created overnight. And across the board, our state and the UC system needs to have our budget reflect this as a priority. And that's not the case right now. It's great that they're taking a lot of effort and putting a lot of attention into this, but it's another thing to actually put money and funds towards the creation of positions to aid survivors in the process.
Well, what do you say to people who say, but you're just on the tip of this iceberg here, unless you change whatever it is that's making this, in some people's minds, an epidemic, unless the use of alcohol changes, for instance, this isn't an act in and of itself. It's a consequence of other acts.
You know, I guess I would disagree in the sense that there are a lot of individuals on college campuses who drink and don't engage in these activities, right? Don't engage in non-consensual sexual activity. And I think that's a part of the culture that we can influence, that we can say that when you're engaging in sexual activity, it's not okay to be drunk beyond the point of being able to really know what's going on. And it's not okay if your partner hasn't really clearly indicated to you that they're in control and able to give consent to the activity. So I fully believe that this is a change in culture that we can create and that people can spot the signs and they can see when their friend is not in a place to give consent and they can step in and say, hey, you know, this is not okay right now. This is not consensual sexual activity.
I guess the question is, why is this violence happening? You're right. To blame alcohol on it is to take away personal responsibility. And I know that's part of the thinking. But why are there so many attacks, largely from guys on girls? Why is it happening?
It's hard to pinpoint on some specific factor, but there's something to be said about a general culture of what masculinity looks like in our culture today and what a lot of men think they need to behave in certain ways that prompts them to believe that this is how they have to act in a college campus or while intoxicated. And it's a big question, and I wish I had an easy answer for it.
No.
But I really think it's about redefining how people view their responsibility to one another in these contexts, and for men to really understand that it's their responsibility to check with their partner that that individual is able to give consent and vice versa. You know, it's about establishing that as a community principle, regardless of who the individual is.
Rishi Ahuja, senior at UC Berkeley and one of two students on that task force to make changes to the university's sexual assault response. Rishi, thank you.
Thank you so much.